Love Talk Radio.
Have the before start engine checklist.
Roger Captain, O2.
It's on 100 speakers checked.
On 100 speakers checked. Fuel quantity.
51,000 pounds.
51,000 pounds checked. Seatbelt no smoke.
On.
FMS and flight instruments.
It's set and checked.
Parking brake and pressure.
Set and checked.
Rudder aileron trim.
Set.
We're down to the line, Captain.
Okay, they say they're ready down below, so let's go below the line.
Roger that. Show the harnesses.
It's on.
Fuel quantity, recheck.
51,000 pounds.
And panels.
Set for start.
I'm before start check this complete.
You want to check to see if everything is ready in the back?
Roger. Hello, cabin. Cockpit's copy.
Yes. Cabin checked and secured, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
Cabin's checked.
Let's go ahead and do the before taxi.
Flight attendant signal.
It's given.
Engine any ice?
On.
Ice
off.
Let's
put it off.
All right. I'm sorry. I didn't check that. Engine isolation valve. Excuse
They're
me.
Off.
ICAS.
It's recall.
APU.
It's on right now. We'll turn it off during the taxi.
Okay, before taxi checklist is complete. Folks, we've been cleared to push back from the gate, so settle back, relax, and enjoy your flight today on Eastern Flight 14.
We're coming to you live tonight from beautiful Ponte Vedra, Florida, where the temperature reached a high of 84 degrees today. We're Eastern Airlines radio show with 60 minutes of live broadcast, which features you, our listeners and callers. Our call-in number is area code 213-816-1611. Let me repeat that. It's area code 213-816-1611. Now, we do have the chat feature during our live broadcast, and we can answer any question or questions sent through this feature. Just to remind you, our website is www.ealradioshow.com, and your email will reach us at host@ealradioshow.com.
Now tonight, let's take a look at our website. We've mentioned the website in the past and some of the features, but let's explore our website a little bit tonight before we get into our program. First of all, when you tune in, and you go to www.ealradioshow, you'll come to the home page, and there you will see the welcome site and a brief description of the radio show that's shown on this page. At the bottom of the home page, you will find two very important features. The first one is the radio icon, where you will click to go to the live broadcast on the date of the broadcast, just like tonight. And or you can choose an archived show, the past five shows. You can click on any of these, and then you will start to play the episode or the live broadcast. When you do play a archived episode, you may hear a brief ad of about 30 seconds before the show starts to play. The second very important feature we feel very important is the PayPal icon. That will take you direct to the box to type in the amount if you wish to donate in helping to fund our radio broadcast and keeping the website online. All contributions are recognized on the contributors page, which we'll explain in just a minute. There you will describe, it'll describe the person that has made the contribution and the date. And also, upon contributing to the calls, you'll receive a gift saying thank you very much that you'll enjoy for many, many hours. Jim, do you have some information about the news page?
Yes, I do, Neil.
Here's where we want to keep you up to date with events of special interest to our members. Events such as the upcoming DC-7 flight out of Opa-locka this next Saturday morning. The latest information is there is a possibility that the status of ESA's return to passenger service. Interesting interviews scheduled for our upcoming radio broadcast and other timely notices we want to bring to your attention. If you have a special request or special events you want to get out to the membership, this would be a good place to publish that request. Again, you can get any information to us quickly by using the Contact Us page. Margaret, would you tell them more about this?
Well, next we have the sponsors page, and just wanted you to know, along with contributions, we must have sponsors to continue our radio broadcast. So if you have a business or service you feel our show can be of benefit to, particularly in your marketing plans, we'd like for you to consider being one of our recognized, both on the air and on the website, sponsors. Let us know via the Contact Us page or call us at the number provided on that page.
Next would be the members page. This is the most popular page on our website, taking by far the most hits during the visits by members. You want to make sure you're recognized here by others, so be sure to provide in your profile as much detail about your time with Eastern and a photo if possible. You will be surprised how others will go to search for those they worked with in many cities served by Eastern. A name and a picture are worth a thousand words. Well, maybe the name is, as we do tend to change our looks over the years.
The next that you'll see on the the menu is the logbook page. This is a page that's designed to be like a blog page. Here you can post a note or post a name for help in a search when you are trying to locate someone. Keep it brief and make sure you include a name. Want to announce an important event? You can post it here. You can make your own entries right on the page as long as you're signed into the site.
The next one is called the video page. This page has many of the Eastern commercials dating way back to the 60s and up to the Super Bowl commercials. Eastern's commercials set the standards others tried to achieve. You'll also see many videos recommended by our members. We thought in good taste and entertaining. Some are humorous, and some are tragedies. Some old videos of Captain Eddie as the Ace of Aces, and himself in the Flying with Arthur Godfrey video. I've seen that one. In fact, I have that one myself. If you have videos you think ought to be included, please let us know, and we'll try to put it in on our website.
Next is the Frequently Asked Questions page, and this is where we try to answer those technical questions associated with the radio show and how best to log in. If you have problems logging in, try here first, and if we cannot help you here, use the Contact Us page, and we'll see if we can work out your problems.
Next is the Links page, Retired Eastern Pilots Association, REPA, Eastern Airlines Retiree Association, EARA, Silver Liners, Flight Attendants Organization, Eastern Employees Search, Spiderweb, and the DC-7B Foundation, and other great links for your Eastern family. If you have an organization you would like to see linked to our site, please submit it to us.
The next is a web store and donations page. Well, if you go to the web store expecting to purchase a product, you won't find it there because we haven't really entered any products at this point. However, we do have that intention. But here again, you'll find the donations page, and you'll find a PayPal icon here. So if you wish to contribute, you can do it on this page. Jim, the photo album page, how is that?
Yeah, there's more and more of our Eastern family who are finding that this is a great page to post pictures of their group luncheons, their picnics, their togethers, or just old pictures of their great days while working on the job with Eastern. Maybe you'd like to post pictures of your favorite Eastern aircraft. Just start your own album. Plenty of the space for this is on your photo album page. Make sure you send us digital pictures in the JEPG format. We can scan also if you have some older type photos. You know, the ones whose we had to develop in the good old days of film.
Now, I want to mention the Contact Us page again. We do have a form located on this page for you to use when you want to send us a message, so please feel free to use it at any time.
Now, if you know someone who worked for Eastern and has passed away and would like to have it posted on the memorial page, please send it to us in an email and any write-up about the person that's deceased, and we will post it here. Pictures can be included.
Next, we have the Hall of Fame page. We only have one recipient at this point, and of course that would be Captain Eddie Rickenbacker. We would like to include others in the future, so your recommendation would be welcomed if you know of someone that you think should be entered in our Hall of Fame page. We will be addressing more of that in the future. The Jim, the Eastern page history.
Thank you, Neil. I do have a person I'm going to submit just as soon as I can. My very dear friend, Mary Jane Ornelas Walter, and many of our listeners will remember Mary Jane, just a beautiful lady. Unfortunately, I think she died of a broken heart when her husband, Bob Walter, died just after a few years. They both married later in life. On the history page, we start with Art Perchgott's RIFA History for Many Years, an account of Eastern history chronicled from 1928 until the final post-bankruptcy events in 1995. Also to be added is a short history of Colonial Airlines from our former Colonial employees when it merged with Eastern.
Next, we have our contributors page. We've been supported by donations from our members, and we greatly appreciate that some of you have supported our show this way. We do have monthly costs operating our radio show, and we certainly will welcome more members to consider going to the donation page on the homepage that Neil spoke of earlier and submit any amount that you can afford. There is a PayPal icon that makes it easier to contribute without having to mail a check. However, if you wish to do it this way, you can write a check and make it payable to Eastern Radio Show, Inc., and send it to 145 Hilden, H-I-L-D-E-N, Way, Suite 115, Ponte Vedra, Florida, 32081. Now, once we receive the donation, we immediately post your name on this page and send you a CD of the beautiful music commissioned by Eastern, conducted by Andre Kostolanyx, and performed by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. It's our way of saying thank you for helping us stay on the air.
The Airline Humor page, we wanted to have a lighter side of our website, so we have a page of humor that, for the most part, is sent in by our members. So if you have any clean jokes or funny stories you want to send our way, we'll be happy to post them here, and if original, post your name as the submitter.
The last page that you'll see is the Good Reads page. I call it Good Reads because here we thought you might like some of the stories that have been sent to us by members are ones that relate to Eastern or our industry, so we designed this page for that purpose. There are several posted there now, and I think you'll find them very interesting.
Now, before we start taking calls, we want to remind you that our third caller tonight will receive the Eastern Radio Show Mystery Prize, and you'll hear the spell if you are that caller. Thank you, bud. And the first person telling us the aircraft checklist that we read at the opening of our show will also win a mystery prize. Now, your hosts for tonight's show are Jim Hart from the West Palm Beach area, and Neil Holland, Bud Hescott, and yours truly, Margaret Bars, all from the Jacksonville, Ponte Vedra area. Don't forget, our call-in number is area code 213-816-1611. Now, we'd like to start off with some Eastern trivia. I'm going to read three questions, and we would love for you to call in if you know the answer, or how about call in if you just think you know the answer. So here's the first question. Who is credited as the founder of EARA, and what year was it founded? Number two, who were the founders of REPA, and what year was the Retired Eastern Pilots Association founded? And number three, the Silver Liners was started in what year and by whom? Now, just a quick recap. Number one, who is credited as the founder of EARA and what year was it founded? Number two, who were the founders of REPA and what year was the Retired Eastern Pilots Association founded? And last but not least, the Silver Liners was started in what year and by whom?
When Jim, will you begin to take, Margaret, when will you begin to take answers?
Now, it can't be answered by you, Jim. That's not fair.
Good try,
That's
though,
right.
Jim. I admire that in you.
Jim, do you have a reminder for us about the DC-7? I know you mentioned that, but tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, thank you very much, Neil. I want to remind all of our listeners about the DC-7 flight that's going to be leaving Opa-locka on Saturday, April 16th at 9:30 in the morning. I understand there are just a few seats left at the special low rate of $130. You should get in touch with Vito Borelli if you want to reserve a seat. Please do it as soon as possible because he needs at least 6 or 7 days' notice in advance. I will not only be there to greet you. I think Neil is going to be there, and a number of other people will be there as well. Let me get your pencil there, please, because in order to get in touch with Vito, contact him at the Eastern Airlines offices at area code 305-884-6132 or by fax at 305-884-1113. And then finally, by email at eara@aol.com. I'm going to look forward to seeing you all on board. Sound okay?
It sounds great, Jim. And we've just done our housekeeping for the show, and I see we have several listeners here. And do you have some lined up for the night show like you did last week, Jim?
Yes, I do. I think the first one might be Beverly Newland. Are you there, Bev? Hello, Bev.
I'm right here.
Oh, great. Beverly Newland was the founder of our Eastern Airlines retirees and employees chapter in Palm Beach County. And she did it at the suggestion of John DeRose, our original founder. I'd like Bev to tell us a bit about how that whole thing came about. Okay, Bev?
Sure. Can you hear me, Jen?
Yes. Very good.
Well, I used to be a volunteer in Miami with the Eastern retirees back in the 80s and the 90s. I started out in the high-rise on Lejeune Road, and then in the little office on 36th Street, across the street from the main campus. And John had also asked me to be on the advisory committee as a committee chairperson. So he knew me and one morning called and asked if I would be willing to find a place to organize a Palm Beach chapter, a Palm Beach County chapter. So taking a page from the Atlanta chapter, I looked for a nice cafeteria that was centrally located, and we had our first organizational meeting in January 91 at the cafeteria up in the Polo Shops up on Military near the Palm Beach Airport. John DeRose came up and gave us a pep talk. We elected some officers. We had a good turnout. And we had our first regular meeting on on the following month in February. We had a regular meeting every month for the next 20 years. We just celebrated our 20th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And we have had a great turnout a year-round, even in the summer when many people go on vacation. We've also had lots of outings in addition to our monthly meeting. Back in the 90s, we used to go golfing, bowling, picnics, cookouts. We took several trips on the Tri-Rail to Miami, to Hialeah, to Calder Race Course. I have a picture in my hand of the Eastern Airlines retirees with a jockey at the Calder Race Course. We sponsored one of the horses there called Boer Boy, B-O-H-E-R-B-O-Y. And to tell you the truth, I can't remember if he won, but I'm recognizing Bill Woodward, Jenny Murray, Carol Fakes, and myself in the picture, along with the jockey and the owner. So I'll bring that to the next meeting. We had a great bunch of officers and people in our chapter who've worked so hard to keep it going. And I was just looking at the latest Keeping in Touch newspaper out of Miami. I'm counting 21 regional chapters, and I'm thinking to myself, wouldn't John DeRose be so proud to see such a great bunch of Eastern people staying in touch?
Oh, Bev, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for your observations. And I remember in 1999 when we met at the Piccadilly just off Military Trail, and, mm-hmm. and I was introduced to everyone there. And my goodness, you and Burdell Levitt and mm-hmm. Beverly Bennis mm-hmm. all just gathered around me when we started talking about the New York Home Office and about Eastern Airlines. And I think before I left that meeting, you designated me as your new president. Is that right?
That's about the truth, because, you know, you have a better memory for those things than the rest of us. You remember names and places and dates. I forgot to mention this Calder Race Course picture was in October 93. But we were very active chapter. Now that we're growing a bit older, we're not doing quite so many outings, but it's lots of fun, and we have a good time getting together anyway. And you have kept us in great speakers, and we have so many interesting programs that are of vital interest to everyone, things that we need to hear about. And I really thank you so much for that.
Jim, could I interrupt for just a second? I'd love to ask Beverly if she knows the answer to the second question I asked. Who are the founders of REPA?
And no, the
first one. I'm sorry. I picked the wrong one. Who's credited as the founder of the ARA, and what year was it founded?
I know that John DeRose was the founder, and I'm going to guess 82, but it may have been sooner. But I think 1882.
Well, I think that's close enough. Why don't we honor Bev with the prize there? You missed it by 3 years. It was 1985, but we're going to go ahead and give you that.
Good.
Very good.
That's good.
I have one more thing. I would like to recommend our very own Captain Sam Burton for your Hall of Fame. And Jim can tell you more about Captain Sam.
Okay.
Beth, Captain Sam is on the line here in just a couple of minutes.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Thanks for talking with me. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, Bev.
All right.
Captain Sam, are you there? Hello, Captain Sam.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Me? Just speak up just a bit, Captain Sam. It's good to have you with us.
I'm just about hollering now. I've been listening to it, and I couldn't get some of the papers up together. But I just got a few things here I want to bring up. I've quite always wanted to fly the first time I ever saw an airplane. And I was in college and taking civil pilot training. And April Fool's Day of 41, at 9 o'clock, I was a sophomore that year. The Air Force come around and I passed the physical for aviation cadets, and I was taking civil pilot training. I was scheduled to fly, and I passed aviation cadets at 9 o'clock, and soloed for the first time on 4/41, April Fool's Day. And you know what I did this last April 1st? I went out here to Lantana Airport and made three takes of touch and go.
And good for you.
Information, but I haven't got it, Jim. And I think you've got a good program going here. And Easton, I enjoyed Easton very much. And I had two daughters that flew with flight attendants with Easton.
Wonderful.
Captain Sam, you were just fantastic. Captain Sam did a couple of other things now in World War II. He was flying the Hump in a C-47. And did you say, Captain Sam, that you were using railroad tracks and roads down below for your navigation?
Oh, yeah, everything I could to do it. And always time and distance. And I always had two flight schools. And I taught the boys any time they went over on the cross country and a known checkpoint, put it down on that map and remember, because you really might run into some weather and know about it. And I can tell you some stories where that's worked out for some of the boys.
Captain Sam, you mentioned also that during that wartime period, you were asked by some very, very superior officers to ferry some people all over that area. Who were those people?
Believe it or not, the commander in general was there, General Stilwell, General Merrill, and I can tell you some stories about that you wouldn't believe. But they're true stories. And you got time for one story?
Just one story, Sam. Sure.
Picked him up down in Ceylon, went to Bombay, up to New Delhi, and going on over to Burma and India and China. And he asked me when I first picked him up down in the south, what time we'd be at Delhi, and I told him we'd be there at a certain time. And we stopped at Bangalore, and took on fuel, and got about halfway to New Delhi. He was going up out of the business to some big British general up there, and I went back and told him we'd be getting there at. It was about a quarter after 30 minutes past 4 o'clock. And all the things that I've done, I've always looked back at this and I said, I'm not this type of guy. But when we landed at New Delhi and landed, I got out of the cockpit and came back where General Stilwell was. And I had three watches on me. On the right hand, I kept the Tennessee time. On the left hand, I kept Indian time, which was 30 minutes different than anything else. And I was a certified navigator, and I had a pocket watch. I kept them. And I told him, General, it's 22 minutes after 4. And he never questioned me from then on what I was going to do. And I can tell you another story where it was unbelievable. But I enjoyed every bit of it over there, and I haven't got some of the dates still, so I can't tell you very too much about it. But I sure enjoyed Eastern flying, because you know I come into Eastern through Mackey, and Mackey was my
captain. Captain Sam, I remembered you said to me that I could be your number one public relations guy when the time came. Is that right?
Who knows? I don't know. I wouldn't go
Let me mention one thing to our listeners. When you were a young man, your brother had taken up flying a little bit before you were able to. And you kept looking up in the air, and you said, one day I'm going to be up there. And you asked your father, you said, Dad, my God, I've got to be up there. And your father said, hey, Sam, your school expenses are an awful lot right now. And he said, but, Dad, I want to fly. And then your dad took his prize cow. He took his prize cow and sold him to give you the money to fly. Is that right, Sam?
That's right. And I played football and basketball over at Murfreesboro. And on the weekends when we didn't have games, back in then was Depression times. And on my underwear and stuff like that, I broke it up and hitchhiked to home, and my mother would do the laundry for me. And I had a hard time, you know, getting that flying, but I've done it, and I'm 92 years old now, and I flew April the 1st of this year. Hello.
Sam, we really appreciate your being with us this evening. This is fantastic, and all of the captains who are listening are going to just sit back and say, my God, what a career you had. Thanks for being with us, Sam.
Thank you, Sam. We appreciate your information, and I'd love to meet you sometime. You're still living in Tennessee?
No, I'm living here in Lakewood, Florida.
Oh, okay.
Sam, are you going to take the DC-7 flight, Sam?
I'm just thinking about that. I don't know whether or not. I've got to check on that and see, but I might do that if I can work it in.
We're all going to be there, Sam. So
right.
If you can get in touch with Vito down at the office in Miami, please do it, because I'll be there, Neil will be there, and a whole bunch of other people, okay?
Okay, when you get tomorrow or something, now, give me a call. I don't have your phone number somewhere, and I'd like to...
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Thanks again, Sam, very much.
Thank you, Sam.
Some of these things I couldn't get together as soon as I wanted to, but I'll give you a few things that I enjoyed flying, enjoyed being with Eastern, and the whole works has all worked out, one. And all four of my children are flown. My son is flying over to Tokyo now. He's had three trips over there.
Mm-hmm.
One again. So,
wow.
I'm taking up a lot of time here, and I appreciate it. You've done a lot.
Thank you. Jim.
You're doing a good job, too.
Thank you, hey, Sam. Thank you.
Jim, we have some other callers on the line. I'm not certain whether they are connected or not. If they would like to come on and talk with us on the air live, then just click on the number, the button. I think we have a 561-383-6413 number and a 561-485-4213 number.
One of my folks may be on there from Miami. Gail Nansen is a volunteer in the EARA office. Gail, are you there? Hello, Gail.
She's not.
Does she have to press one on the phone?
Yeah, there's
okay.
Some other callers
yep.
on the line. And
yep, go ahead.
They haven't pressed.
Had to press that one.
Well, I'll say one thing. I've had quite an aviation career.
Dad's still on.
Gail?
Hello.
Hello, is Gail? Gail, apparently she's not on.
No, Sam is still on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still on it, and I've taken up a lot of time.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay, then.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Be in touch. I'm going to try to make that trip with you, Jim.
Okay.
Excellent.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Now, callers, if you would.
Enjoy my stay at Easton, okay?
Good. Bye-bye, Sam.
Go ahead.
Right. Callers, if you are trying to call and you're trying to get in to talk, we need to, once you are connected, we have your number in front of us, but you have to press 1 on your telephone. By pressing 1 on the telephone, it will show that you're on the air and ready to speak.
Okay, Jim, while we're waiting for some other callers to connect with us,
yeah,
we do have some regional chapters that are having meetings next week. And so what
Great.
We thought we'd do is we would remind folks of these chapters during the week that we have the broadcast, after we have our broadcast during the
yep.
next week, that those chapters that are having their meeting. And the first one that I have to read about is the Miami-Fort Lauderdale headquarters, and Margaret is going to give you information about that.
Good.
Yes, their next meeting will be held April 13th, and the EARA Advisory Board meets the second Wednesday each month at the Space Coast Credit Union Building. Please call EARA for details, and their phone number is area 305-884-6132.
What else do we have here? Okay, we also have one in New Jersey. It's a pasta luncheon, eh? It's April 9th, 1 p.m. at the American Legion Hall, Oak Tree Avenue, South Plainfield. And see the ad. Well, you can't see the ad because it's on the magazine. Donna Sofranco Williams, her number 732-553-9060. And Neil?
By the way, that's April the 9th. That sounds like it might be tomorrow. So
yeah,
you might
right.
want, yeah, you might want to attend that one. And also we have one in the Palmetto Regional Chapter, which has a picnic meeting, which will be May 14th. That's next Saturday, May 14th at noontime at the Musgrove.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Not this Saturday. Not next Saturday.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm reading the, I've got the wrong one. I should have been talking about Syracuse has one April the 11th. And the Syracuse meeting is going to be April 11th at the Fireside Inn on New York 370, just west of the village of Baldwinsville. And Jack Conway is the person to contact there at area code 315-487-5651. And I believe you've had your meeting already, or have you? Is it upcoming, Jim?
No, we're on the 21st.
Okay.
Thursday, the third Thursday every month.
Shay, you made a comment on the text message that you think it's a DC-9. Unfortunately, you are incorrect. Let's see if anybody else has anything on that.
That's on the checklist. That's
on the checklist. Yes.
Yeah. I'm surprised that we can't get someone to answer what checklist we were reading.
Yeah.
We read it last
week. Let me throw in a DC-3.
No.
I'm afraid
51,000 pounds of fuel? I don't think so, Jim.
That's a DC-3 in a puddle.
But it says, I can give you a clue. It was one of our newer airplanes to the fleet. So if anyone just wants to call in and identify that.
Okay. Let's see if there are any other things.
We have a couple of more emails here.
I have someone holding on the line, I think, at this point, Neil.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Gail Nansen. Gail, are you there? Hello, Gail. She's from Miami. And
okay.
She's a volunteer at the EARA office every couple of days. She's a very, very... Hello, Gail?
Now, if you're there...
She's not there.
Gail, if press number 1 on your telephone, and that should show up here that we get you through. Okay, we're not getting anybody there. Who's the number?
Okay.
393-6413. Well, that's movement there. Gail, say something now. It's not working.
Hello, Gail. Hello.
Yeah. Okay.
Gail Nansen.
Well, that's all right.
Apparently, their telephone is just not working.
Uh oh. Okay.
I don't guess we have Vito on the line. He would have been talked already, but Vito did tell me this, and I don't know. He didn't tell me to not say this, but and Jim, you may know this, but the new president of Eastern Airlines is going to be on the DC-7 flight this Saturday, next Saturday.
Wonderful.
We'll be able to ask him some questions, and hopefully we can invite him to be on our radio show, and he will be able to answer some questions people have about just where is Eastern as far as getting the approval and getting the airline cranked back up again and in the air.
Great.
So I look forward to meeting him. His name is...
I'm going to be there with you. I'll be there with you. My wife and I will be there with bells on.
Shay got the answer.
What answer did she give?
The checklist.
Okay.
And it is the 757. Very good, Shay.
All right, Shay. Thank you for identifying that.
Only took a couple of weeks, folks, but we got it.
The shortest checklist that we had of all the airplanes in the Eastern fleet was a 757. Very short. As a matter of fact, most of the checklists were right on the yoke that the pilot and the first officer had. They could almost read all of the checklists right on the yoke or the steering wheel for those
to
identify a yoke.
No, it's funny because with United, we had a very long checklist for the before start checklist on our phone.
Did you?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yep.
This is very simple and easy to do.
And as far as Luann goes, she just wanted to mention that on our Kentucky, our checklist is the smallest. We just have a button that says go, and we have a button that says stop. And we just love it, and it's worked every time. We've had no crashes. We're competing now with, Kwanzaa?
Yeah.
So, anyway, Jim, this is Luann. I just want to say, hey, guy, how you doing?
Oh, goodness, I'm fine. I got so many things going on here. I expected my my lady to be on just a few minutes ago, but I think there are so many things I'm looking at. I talked about reminding you all about the DC-7 trip, and I talked also about there are a few seats left. We have a problem with jump seats. In other words, we can't have too many folks in the jump seats because they're all $130 a piece. And the reason for that, of course, is the reason for that is the cost for fuel. So that's where I am at this point.
Yeah. I believe I mentioned to Vito today that, as a matter of fact, he called to see if he could get in touch with Randy Babbitt. And as you know, most folks know that Randy is the head of the FAA, and he was going to extend an invitation for Randy to be on the flight. I'm not certain whether he was able to contact Randy, but Randy was an Eastern pilot that was also the chairman of the Airline Pilots Association representing Eastern Airlines during the days that we were flying, and then he went over to the Airline Pilots Association as president of the Airline Pilots Association, the national president, international president, and then he went over to the FAA, and as you know, Randy Babbitt is the head of the FAA today. So I'm not certain whether Vito was able to get in touch with Randy, but Randy, I'd like to have him also as one of our guests. And a reminder to any of the listeners that would like to recommend anyone that they would like to have on our show, then please contact us and drop a name, and we'll certainly see if we can get in touch with that person to invite them to be on the show.
Right.
Jim, do you have any thoughts being the age that I am, and of course I think you're my age too, you might be a little bit older than me.
Yes.
Sometimes you have one of those little mental blocks. You know what you want to say, but it's just not coming.
I talked about the video page, right?
Right.
Okay. And I guess...
what else we got to talk about?
Oh, about the history page. About the history page. On the history page, we start with Art Pritchcott's REPA, historian for many years before, and the Econ of Eastern's history chronicle from 1928 until the final post bankruptcy
Art Pritchcott was a wonderful historian for the retired Eastern Pilots Association.
Yes.
And
yes.
He represented the magazine well. As a matter of fact, Ed Guldner, I don't know if you remember Ed or not.
Ed Guldner in Miami, absolutely.
Yeah, Ed took over after Art was unable to do the historical part of representing the information that retired Eastern, the REPA magazine, printed about information that Art would send us. And I was the editor of the magazine for about 5 years. Jim Holder is currently the editor. And so we got a lot of great material from Art and Ed as historians. And he did a wonderful job of year by year, the important events of Eastern all the way up through the time that we did go out of business. And
then he
continued with information further about the process of the bankruptcy and the court decisions and this, that, and the other. So they are also on the website, and I think I've got one more installment, which brings it to 1995, which he concluded at that point. And so that's great information. And Art also sent us the history of Colonial Airlines. So I know we have a lot of listeners that are former employees of Colonial Airlines, and then after the merger, of course, with Eastern. So we will put the history of Colonial Airlines up sometime next week on the Eastern history page. So we have some great information for those people wanting to just review the events of the life of Eastern Airlines.
Neil, I can add something to that. I think a lot of our listeners will remember in the 1960s, 70s, and so on, the Eastern Airlines, what they call the Happy Holidays Program. Now, the Happy Holidays Program was put together by the director, Trond Sundum, and his manager, Bud Schultz, Kermit W. Schultz. Anyone listening to this program will remember their names. They were fantastic people. And in the Miami home office, or I should say district office, the people there got in touch with all of the hotels on Miami Beach. Ed Guldner was one of the forefront people, but they went to the hotels and said, "Hey, listen, we can advertise your hotels. Give us some fantastic rates. We'll put them out over our system." And the Happy Holidays program was one of the finest tourist programs ever devised by anyone coming to a resort area like Miami Beach.
Yeah.
I want to make it, while you were talking, I went on the internet and I went to YouTube, and there's a thing called Fly a Vintage Airline. It has a picture of Eastern Airlines November 836 Delta, the McDonnell Douglas DC-7B. It shows the interior. It's got some of the original flight attendants dressed up in their original uniforms. And I want to compliment the paint job on this airplane is absolutely beautiful.
The interior
is just amazing. And I tell you what, if there's anybody out there that's even thinking about not flying on this, you're crazy. Yeah. This is one beautiful airplane. And if you want to see what it looks like, go to YouTube and type in Fly in a Vintage Airline. And it has a series and Eastern Airlines flight taxi and start, engine start at Opa-locka. They've got pictures of it flying over New York. And I think to look at this, you will be so impressed with what a beautiful airplane that y'all have done.
Yep.
Yeah, I bet it even smells new, just like it came out of the factory at Douglas.
I mean, if you want to go back in time, you want to go back when the times were good. I mean, this is just beautiful. Looking right now while this is still playing. It has a picture of the cockpit, the gauges. You got an engineer, what appears to be an engineer sitting between the pilot and co-pilot.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got a flight attendant on here that's dressed in white with those little caps they have.
You know, I think, speaking about the flight engineer and the position of the flight engineer station, on the earlier Douglases, they were between the captain and the co-pilot. And I think the first airplane that actually had a desk for the flight engineer was the Constellation, was the Connie 749, which was the earliest of the Connies. And that was the first aircraft that actually designed its own station for the flight engineer.
That's great.
Yeah.
What a beautiful airplane.
It's going to be interesting in seeing that airplane. But, you know, I flew the very first Boeing 757s when they came off the assembly line, and probably, but you flew brand-new airplanes with United. And there was that smell, like buying a new car.
It
you
was.
Know that smell of a new car? It eventually wears off, but... When I got into one of those, I just wanted to take the airplane home and park it in my garage. You know, wow, look at
that. Isn't that a beautiful picture?
Yeah. We're looking at some of the pictures, Jim, of the DC-7 that our producer is projecting on our screen here in our studios.
It
is a beautiful aircraft.
Isn't it gorgeous.
Yeah, I can't wait to take some videos.
Oh, this is I remember the first, I flew a 757 right out of the shop. It had 30 hours total time on it.
Yeah.
I was never so happy to get that thing back on the ground because it kept...
Oh, my God.
You mean without any dents in it, right?
Yeah.
That was amazing. They had all these little tweaking it had to be done. It had to be done on my shift, and I didn't care for that too well. But this airplane, what a beautiful airplane. I don't know if you can fall in love with metal. I have just done
that. Yeah. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun going down, and Vito is excited about it. And I asked him, I said, suppose you do have an oversale, are you going to be like the shuttle and bring out a new one, another one?
No. You know what's going to happen, Neil? If we have some oversales, Uncle Jim and some of the chapter presidents will probably stay back.
Amazing. I'm concerned to see who claims lost luggage.
Yeah.
that's almost like, remember when we used to fly on passes? I had a C1 most of the time. But, man, when you saw an oversail situation, you just faded back into the background.
That's
right.
Yeah. Remember that saying that old Flip Wilson used to have? He said, if you can find this airport in the dark, you can find my bag.
I remember Flip Wilson.
You got it.
Well, how about the forecast for the weather? I guess the weather is getting hot down south, Jim, right?
And it's 82 degrees today. It's going to be about 82 until next Tuesday. We're expecting some showers, but I tell you, we're having a terrible, terrible drought down here. We haven't had any rain since last October. So we're having all kinds of fires, and I don't know what the answer is, except let's praise God that, unfortunately, we need a hurricane. I mean, that's terrible, but we need a hurricane.
Yeah.
It's 19 inches low here in the northern part of the state. And
wow.
They are predicting a very bad fire season. I went to a National Weather Service meeting because I volunteered for the American Red Cross, and they're really concerned that it is that dry that if a fire were to start, we'd have a tough time with it.
Now, I want to make this announcement. We only have about 5 minutes remaining time, but I wanted to tell the listeners that next week, since we will be down in Miami area. We won't have our live broadcast, but anyone wishing to tune in, of course, they can go to an archive show and listen to that show. Now, Lou Ann and Margaret have volunteered to come in and do the show, so I'm not certain what's going to happen next Friday, but I would suspect that if you do tune in, you'll probably get an archived, one of our archived show, past shows. So
I'll be on, Neil.
Okay. Well, maybe we can have the show. We're leaving, Jim, Friday morning, and as I mentioned, I'll be staying in Fort Lauderdale, and so we'll get down, and I'll give you a call once we get down there. We might be able to have the show. Also, I wanted to tell we do have a local radio station here that is known as Flight Time Radio. I think I've mentioned this on the air before. Flight Time Radio is broadcast out of Jacksonville, and it covers a small market of Jacksonville, St. Augustine. I think they go down to Daytona Beach and over toward Orlando, and they are signing up additional stations. They're hoping to syndicate the show, and they've asked me to be on the show tomorrow telling the audience, their listening audience, about our show, our Eastern Airlines radio show. So we'll be plugging that, and we'll be talking about our DC-7B flight, and also we'll be talking about the Stewart Air show. So that's not too far from, well, it's about halfway, I guess, from Jacksonville down to where you are,
that's
Jim.
Right. Yep.
So we'll be talking about that, and we'll be talking about mainly about Eastern Airlines on our local radio show here. And so we want to put in a plug for Flight Time Radio, and if you wanted to listen to that, they do stream their broadcast, so you can go to flighttimeradio.com and listen to some of their archive shows. Now, Flight Time Radio deals primarily with general aviation. They do do a wonderful job of events such as Sun and Fun. They were there covering the Sun and Fun show. They do a certain amount of their broadcast time is dedicated toward the military operations, especially around the Jacksonville area, because we're a Navy town here. We do have a contingency of the Marines, of course, being part of the Navy, but we do have a good sizable area of military folks here in the Jacksonville area, so they represent them well as well. So anyhow, we'll be talking to them, and if anyone wants to listen, we are broadcasting tomorrow at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. until 11 a.m., and it's what they call WBOB, Bob. It's a conservative radio talk show, and on the weekends they have broadcast shows such as Flight Time Radio. So if you get a chance to go to that and listen to one of their streaming, if they do stream live, so you might be able to pick it up on your computer by going to WBOB.com and doing that. Any other announcements you want to make, or Margaret?
No, I really haven't anything I would have to say other than if you are going to attend, if I do suggest if you are in the area down at West Palm and you get a chance to fly in that aircraft, I am, after looking at those pictures, I am really impressed.
Yeah.
And,
see the Palm Beach chapter, okay?
Palm Beach, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Come and see the Palm Beach chapter.
Yeah,
there you go.
it's fantastic. And take you back in time. I think you'll really enjoy it. So
very good. Well, we're just about ready to sign off, folks, our show tonight. It's been talking with you. And we will say that we want to make sure that you tune in next Friday. However, next Friday it may or may not be live. We don't know at this point, but we will be after that time. And we'll be pushing back from the gate. And that's our show for tonight. So from the Eastern Radio Show and its audience, we'll say where all the women are strong and all the men are good-looking and all the children are above average, as another popular show would phrase it. Good night.
So long, Neil. So long. Good night. Good night.
Good night, Jim. Good night, Bud. Good night, Neil.
Good night, Jim. Good night, Margaret. Good night, Luann. Good night, Neil.
Good night, Bud. Good night, Jim, Margaret, and Luann. And from all of us here with the Eastern family, we say
good night.
Good night,
good night and
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Smile for me. Tell me that you wait for me. hold me like you've never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. Times I've let you down, so many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. Time's come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes and I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to stay. Kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. I hate to go.